so you know what that means. I want to say thank you for taking a ride on the Freedom Train, your community resource podcast series, every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, we are live every Tuesday now at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. At 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your conductor, Joseph Ward. You know, usually riding with me is my man, Pat, but he's sick, he's under the weather. But guess what? We got the young gun of the Quiet Storm, Mr. Fitz Francis, in here today. What's going on, Fitz?
What's up, Pat, man? Everything good. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. You got to get hyped, Fitz. What's going down, man?
Oh, man. You know, blessed to be here. This is about
yes,
hyped
sir.
As I get.
Yes, sir. We alive. We breathing this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Shoot. You heard about that.
Yes,
it's
sir. Yes, sir.
To be on this side. To be on this side of the dirt.
Yes, sir. So, everybody who's on the line now, remember, spread the word. Tell people to join in. 712-775-7031. The access code is 619-364-257. And remember, the Freedom Train is sponsored by PAX, Inc. PAX, and that's PACTSINC. PAX, Inc. is a black advocacy organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. For more information, make sure you visit www.pactsinc.org. That's www.pactsinc.org. And while you're doing your computer thing, make sure you go and visit our website at www.freedomtrainradio.com, www.freedomtrainradio.com, to learn more about us and to hear playbacks from previous shows. And of course, you know you're going to want to hear the playback for this show. And always follow us on follow us on Twitter and Instagram at _FreedomTrain. So I had one of the old man moments telling them to follow us on Facebook. So, you know. So, Fitz.
They still check in on Facebook, though. They can still check in on Facebook. Facebook ain't dead.
Matter of fact, I'm glad you said that. Like our Freedom Train Facebook page. If you want to be cool, if you really want to be cool in life. You know what I'm saying? So, Fitz, are you hungry, man?
Man, I'm so hungry. I got a headache right now.
Man, look
at my mouth is chomping for anything.
Well, guess what? You're going to be even more hungry. And yes, I did say even more hungry when we get through with this interview, because we have Miss Josette Adams, who is the creator and the founder and the CEO and president of Sequoia and Jalen Gourmet Food. How you doing today, Josette?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We are excited that you were here. I know you and I have been corresponding back and forth through social media for a while, and it's glad to talk to you and be able to have you on the show so our listening audience and everybody who is a part of the Freedom Train Network can know about you and your amazing products. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
No problem. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and kick this interview off, because I know people want to know more about this barbecue sauce and stuff that I've been slinging through social media. And it's like, who is this lady with this barbecue sauce? My uncle cooked barbecue sauce, too. So, you know how people be. So we got to let them know. And matter of fact, because you are the queen.
The queen of barbecue sauce.
So, yes. I got one question before we kick this off. Do you have your crown on right now?
I don't have it on me right now, but I'm looking directly at it.
Okay.
It's never out of sight.
At least it's in the vicinity, so we feel royal right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's good. So, you are the creator of Sequoia and Jalen's Gourmet Barbecue Sauce. Before your barbecue sauce became a big hit at your family gathering, when did you first make your sauce, and what inspired you to make your sauce in the fashion that you did?
Well, I started making the sauce about 2 weeks before we had the family gathering. It was more so I just needed to make something to go with some chicken. I had a taste of some barbecue chicken, but I didn't have barbecue sauce.
Okay.
So, you know, it was down during a time where, you know, life wasn't looking too bright for my family. And I just went in my kitchen and I just started figuring out a recipe.
Uh-huh.
So I created my own recipe. And I put it, I made the sauce. My daughter loved it. And I said, well, you know what, I'm going to try it again. And I'm going to have the family taste it out. This was back in 2004. I had the family taste it out at the cookout, and it got to the point where they was hovering over the grill, hot and shrimp that they wanted to put the sauce on. They wasn't using the ketchup and the mustard I spent all that money to buy for. Then I had people taking steaks home, just wrapping it up with the barbecue sauce on it. I made one of those big Tupperware bowls, a huge bowl that everybody's parents used to have.
Right.
And when we were done at the end of that cookout, let's just say it was nothing left in the bowl. The bowl was completely bone dry.
That's good.
Out of the bowl. Yeah, you bring your thing in the batter and get it out.
One of my girlfriends took her piece of hot dog and just wiped the bottom of the bowl with it and took that one home. So
Oh man. So that means you got some killer sauce over there.
I was just about to say.
But you know, I didn't know it at the time. You know, I just thought I was just, you know, seeing my family.
You know, everybody you stumble upon greatness. You stumble right on it.
Yes, I did. So that was when I started making the sauce. But I actually, what inspired me to continue on with making the sauce and selling it was the fact that at the time I was a single mother. I had two small children. My oldest child, Sequoia, didn't have no health issues, but she was involved in a lot of school activities that required money. And my youngest child, Jalen, he had cerebral palsy. So because of Jalen's disabilities, I wasn't able to go back to work. I had to make a decision, either go back to work or stay at home, and I chose to stay home, knowing that I wasn't going to be making the income that I was making. So I just went on and I made that sacrifice, and me and my family, after I went through my savings, I had to apply for public assistance. And the public assistance is basically what I use to, you know, put towards this business. So that's what inspired me to make the sauce. It was out of a need of taking care of my children.
Right.
I had to raise money for a van for my son.
Okay.
And, you know, that basically was it.
So you just like you just went in there like a magician and just say, you know, just off the top of your head, you know, just, you know, and just made up something that's taken the country by storm. See, you made me go ahead and wrap a napkin and tuck one into my shirt now, because I'm ready for the barbecue sauce. I got my napkin ready.
You ready for that?
I'm ready, man. Shoot, y'all think I'm playing. I literally have chicken in the refrigerator ready for that sauce, like right now.
Well, you know, the heart won't. That's what they say.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
the heart won't. And guess what? When you get it on that chicken, it's gonna be the best chicken you've ever had.
Oh yes, oh yes. Oh yeah, I'm looking
forward
to it.
And I'm not just saying that. Look, let me tell you, it's to the point that if I don't have barbecue sauce, my own product in my house, I will go to the supermarket and buy my own product.
Wow.
And while I'm in there, I will be promoting my product while I'm in there.
Oh, yes. Don't nobody
know who I am for real, so I'll just go in there and say, have you tried this sauce yet? This is the sauce that you got to have. This woman right here, I'll beat my own self up to another customer just so they can buy the sauce.
But isn't that? But that's smart though. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the entrepreneurship, and that things like that have gotten you where you are today. So we congratulate you for that. You know what? Our studio audience really appreciate that. So they're gonna give you a round of applause. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. All right.
Without giving away your secrets to Joseph the barbecue fiend, can you tell us what makes this all so good? And what makes it stand out from the competition?
Well, I'm not going to give out any secrets, but the one secret that I can give out is that the reason why the sauce tastes so good is because it's made out of love.
Right.
You know, made from love with love. I make every jar of sauce myself. I bottle it up, and my daughter, she puts the labels on it. So this is a hands-on, you know, passion that I have. and I wouldn't have it no other way.
Right. But the cool thing about this is you are pursuing your dream, and your daughter is also learning a lesson in entrepreneurship. So, you know, when she's an adult, she don't have to work for somebody else because she already has those skills. By actually doing it, she's literally doing it.
Well, the funny thing about it, well, the funny thing about it is that when we started this business, when I started this business, my daughter was 13. She's 26 now.
Okay.
She's 26 now, and she helps me with my business, and she's pursuing her own fashion career.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
God, that is cool. That is so cool. So, yeah, I mean, you pursued your dream, taught a lesson all in one, and I'm satisfied because the barbecue sauce, it got me excited. So there we go.
And the reason why people fall in love with it is because with my product, you can see ingredients in the product.
Okay.
It's not like a sauce that is all pureed together when you don't know what's in it. This sauce is thick. You can see what's in it. And what captures everybody is the label. The label has both of my children's pictures on it.
Okay.
So people just love that because it's about family.
Right.
So good. So I'm not going to, it's not like that old Kraft or Hunt's barbecue sauce that just standard, you just pour out and you got to add extra stuff to it to make it taste better. So
you don't have to add nothing to this one. Trust and believe.
About.
When you buy it, all you have to do is cook your meats whatever way you're going to cook it, and then put that sauce on it. That's it. You don't even have to season your meat.
That's good.
Oh, you got some real sauce.
That's some real sauce.
You don't need
to just cook. Because we in the South, we love our seasonings down here. We don't have to season them because the sauce that good. Man,
Look, when I created this product, I created it in a way that even the person who cannot cook will come out on top.
Okay.
Okay.
So all you girlfriends and boyfriends who can't cook, guess what? We got something for you that can help mask your lack of talent, okay? Now I wanna ask something because I hear it a lot. People say they make food with love. So to you, in your world, in your definition, what does cooking with love mean to you?
To me, it means basically taking your time with it, you know, not rushing it, you know, getting it to the point where you need it to be, you know, where you want it to be. You know, when I make my sauce, it takes me a little while to do it because I want it to be right. I don't want it to just be thrown together. So I put a labor of love in it. I put a labor of love in filling each jar, you know. Anything that I do with the business is all passion, you know, and I look at it as, you know, we are all one big family. So, you know, we should be able to come together on something. So if the customer loves my sauce, then I know I brought one more person closer. And then, you know, it helps me because I get to talk to a lot of my customers. I formed a lot of good friendships with my customers, and, you know, they support me. So, and, you know, being the queen of barbecue sauce in Philly, you know, I have to hold that title strong.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
You know, so I can't let nobody down because they think us up here in Philadelphia don't know anything about barbecuing.
Right.
I know a little something about barbecuing.
Man, everybody in the South claim made a grill master.
Everybody, no matter how small your grill is, you the king. So,
Everybody a grill master. I got four grill masters right now in my family. They all want to be on the grill. Every time it's an event.
I know, right? No, pigs and chickens don't stand a chance down here, so.
Oh, please.
So,
go ahead.
I was going to ask, I know you told us about the reason why you started the business, and, you know, it was out of necessity to provide for your family. But other than providing for your family, how has starting your business helped change your life and your goals and your objectives?
Well, since starting the business, you know, 6 months after the business took off, we had lost my son. Jalen. Jalen, he was 34 months old at the time that he took ill and passed away, and was just shy of his third birthday. So the way that the product has changed to me, and the way that I see things and view things in life, was that I needed to do something to help other families. So because of that, I decided to, you know, help families with special needs children by way of the sauce. And I looked at it as, okay, I used the sauce to take care of my children. I still took care of my daughter through, you know, with the sauce. Since Jalen is no longer with us, I should be able to still help somebody else who is going through what I've gone through. So a portion of all the sales from the sauce is how we help other families.
Okay.
So it just changed my viewpoint on things. When Jalen was born, he had spent the first 2 months of his life in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And we've never had a child born in my family with special needs.
Right.
So when he was born, it kind of took me for a loop. And then I kept asking, you know, at the beginning I kept asking, why did my child have these disabilities? But then as time went on, I stopped asking and saying to myself, there's a reason why Jalen had these disabilities. There's a reason why Jalen passed away so soon. I know what the reason is now. And by the grace of God, it helped me put everything in perspective and say, I know why he was born with the disabilities, and I know why he was taken away so soon. And it was because I needed to help other families.
Mm-hmm.
So that just changed my whole outlook on everything.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool. So in adding to that and helping other families, what has been the greatest lesson that you've learned from other families that you've had a chance to help?
Well, the greatest lesson that I've learned was, you know, everybody could use a little help no matter what their situation is.
Mm-hmm.
To know that, you know, you're not the only one who's going through hardship to take care of a special needs child, it makes the other person feel good. You know, so when I come across the other families and let them know, hey, I understand where you're coming from. I understand who you are, what you're dealing with as far as your son or daughter, and that you need services, I understand because I've walked that walk.
Right.
So it's helped me to understand things a whole lot better, and it just helped me to say, okay, you know what, if I need to help somebody, and no matter what shape they need help at, if I can provide it, I'm going to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, but so far we've only been able to do it on a small scale. We have to do it on a larger scale because we have some families that need work done to their homes. You know, it's a mother right now who needs to have her whole basement renovated because she's carrying her son, who has special needs, up and down two flights of stairs.
Right.
So, you know, with the way that our product is set up, you know, we have it in a few stores here in Philly, but our online sales got to pick up so that I can help this woman, you know, and that I can help other families because it's a lot. People don't understand when you have a special needs child, it's a lot involved in it. It's not just an everyday get up in the morning and, you know, dress the child, feed the child, send the child off to school. No, it's not like that. It's more work, more time consuming, and a whole lot more patience that you have to deal with. That's where it was at for me. Yeah. So that's what makes me look at things differently and say I got to help others.
So real quick, where can people go to purchase your barbecue sauce online? Like, you know, I'm in Florida or somebody else in California. Where can they go to purchase their barbecue sauce online so that can aid in helping you help others?
They can Google us under Sequoia and Jalen's Gourmet Foods. It'll come up. Or they can go straight to our website, which is Sequoia and Jalen's gourmetfoods.weebly.com.
Okay. All right. Y'all remember that, Sequoia and Jalen's gourmetfoods.weebly.com. So
yes.
Get it right. Let's get it right. Let's get some sauce on your chicken and your pork and your beef, whatever you eat, tofu for your vegetarians too.
Yes, yes. And that's you can do it on your shrimp. You can do it on your salmon. I've had customers put it in their macaroni and cheese.
I'm going to put mine on my carrots. Shoot. If you're a vegetarian, put them on your carrots and your celery. Don't be ashamed.
And I actually went to an event before, and there was vegetarians there, and we used our product as a dip for them. So they was able to still enjoy the product, because when I made the product, I made it with the intent of everyone being able to eat it. Mm-hmm. Everyone. You know, so it's healthy for you. It's chunky. You know, it's finger licking good. Let's just say I get an earful when I don't have salt in the house.
That's cool.
Yes, I get an earful.
So I wanna do a little more gloating about you and your crown, because like we said before, you are the queen of barbecue sauce, and you wear your crown proudly to prove it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell the people how you earned your crown? And what's your secret behind, well, we kind of went into that a little earlier, but, you know, what more goes into making not just a good barbecue sauce, but good food outside of, you know, adding the love? Like, what are some technical things that good chefs or good cooks, whatever people want to label themselves, what could they use to make their products, food, whatever, better?
Well, as far as the crown is concerned, we were on a television show that was by the same producers back in 2004, the producers for the Maury Povich show.
Okay.
And the host who interviewed me, her name was Egypt. She used to be a radio host here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And she was all that. And she interviewed me, and she just out of nowhere just say, "You're the queen of barbecue sauce." So I said, "You know what, I'm going to just take that." I'm going to take that and run with it. I'm going to take that and run with it. So then my son's father told me, "You know, why don't you wear a crown since you're going on with that title?" So then I added the crown, you know, shortly after that. As far as, you know, others, you know, just love what you're doing when it comes to cooking. And if you don't know how to cook something, YouTube it. YouTube it, you know, take your time with it. Don't rush, you know. If you have something that you're good at, as far as the food business is concerned, focus on mastering that. And then everything else is going to fall in place.
Right.
So, you know, like our barbecue sauce, Sequoia and Jalen's gourmet barbecue sauce is our signature sauce. I'm working on others, but I'm not rushing on others. I've had some mishaps, and I've had some, you know, some that people just love, can't wait to get. So you take your time, experiment. That's what you have to do. Just experiment and have fun, experiment, and use your family as your guinea pigs. Because family will tell you yes or no. You know, your family is the ones that will be more truthful with you with anything that you're pursuing. And I have a big family, so I knew who I was going to. It's good, considering the fact that my family, my brothers and sisters, used to tell me how much I couldn't cook as a child. Now here we are, all grown up, and who they calling for cooking tips.
Right. The irony, huh? Yeah.
So now they calling me for cooking tips. So, you know, I must have been doing something right.
Right. That's cool.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is cool.
Are you looking to add any, you know, additional wrinkles to, you know, being the queen of barbecue sauce? Are you thinking about maybe getting into television or something like that, like a podcast or something, where you would give live demonstrations on how to cook certain meals or meal prep or anything of that nature?
Yes, but I'm looking into doing that actually from my own kitchen. And doing live, you know, little cooking demos. And, you know, I have a title for that also. I'm just going to be focusing on that for a little while I'm still creating my new products. Because you can't just leave it at one product, but I do push the signature one. But yes, I'm looking into doing some podcasts. I've been talking to my daughter about that, and I'm silly, so I don't know how much people are gonna learn from it. They're probably start laughing at me first.
Hey, you're just supposed to have fun with it. Shoot, if they listen to us, they listen to you.
My teacher always tell me, he said, "You got to learn with a smile. You can't learn all tense and tight. You got to relax. You got to be enjoying yourself, and that's how you learn."
Yes, so I'm definitely looking into doing some podcasts, and what I would like to do is be able to have different ones, being interviewed while we're cooking. Okay. So I'm looking into doing some stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you ever want to take your show on the road, say to, coincidentally Tallahassee, Florida, right? And you're like, I need a kitchen. I'm just saying. And I will be the one that you can test your food on. So, because I am the official food tester, because people know me. Whenever you got some food I like and you offer me some, I'm going to say yes. So,
would you say no is not in your vocabulary?
Not in my vocabulary.
Well, I will definitely keep that in mind, because we are definitely looking to have our product in supermarkets outside of Philadelphia. So, the good thing is, right now we may be going into two more supermarkets in Philadelphia. So I reached out to some other markets today, and hopefully things go well with that. But like I said, we try to go national. It's time. I don't put years into this. I'm not turning back. And the families need our help.
Right.
They need our help, So, with that, I help families, but I'm also trying to form my own memorial fund with this. So right now, I'm just paying, doing everything out of my own pocket and what comes in from the sales. But I'm working on forming my own memorial fund, and it's going to be called the Jalen B. McGirt Memorial Fund. We already have our page up. We just trying to raise the money for the application fee. So we got a few things working. We're working on a fundraiser for August. I secured a place yesterday. It'll be like an all-you-can-eat wings competition. or who can cook the best wings in Philly.
A flight ticket.
I know, right? Shoot, we need to get to Philly, man. I'm hungry.
They say Philly got some good food, and when I ain't going to lie, we do have some good food. But, I'm working on that, and the funds from that event also will be helping families with special needs children. So, we just need all the support that we could possibly get. I just say I can't turn back now. I need to go full speed ahead.
Right. You got too many people that need that sauce in their life, so.
Yes. And it's so funny that you said that, because I used to say that all the time. I said, people got to have this sauce in their life.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
And we will ship. We will ship it anywhere we can possibly ship it. We shipped a case about 2 years ago to the Philippines.
Oh, that is so cool.
Oh, yeah, that.
I know you was just walking around with a smile forever.
I was happy. I said, whoa, we going international. But, we will ship the sauce to wherever anybody would love to have it at.
All right. Fitz, we're having a barbecue.
I'm ready. Let me tell you. I like barbecue. I want me some shrimp skewers. And probably half a dozen of oysters, and I'll be content. That's all I eat. Give me some oysters in a little bucket, and let me just sit over there by the grill. My happy smelling like charcoal smoke. You getting charcoal all in my eyes. Oyster
juices.
As long as, if that sounds good, I'm good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I get everything in sauce anyway. French fries, celery. Chicken nuggets, chicken
wings,
anything.
I put sauce on everything. I'm a fucking
genius. Look, I have a 9-year-old nephew. My 9-year-old nephew, he comes in the house looking for the barbecue sauce. You know? And he will promote his behind off with this about this barbecue sauce. So I said I'm going to start making T-shirts. You know, I have a T-shirt that says Queen of Barbecue Sauce. So that is starting to catch on because, like, all my brothers and sisters, they all say, okay, we want T-shirts that says my sister is the queen of barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. My nieces and nephews is like, I want a shirt that says my aunt is the queen of barbecue sauce. My right. daughter is like, I want mine to say my mom is the queen of barbecue sauce.
Go ahead.
You know? So,
go ahead.
You know, people are going to definitely know who Sequoia and Jalen Gourmet Foods is, and who the queen is, yes. So,
they
you
know all her
can,
folks.
Yes, because they're all my walking advertisements.
See, I just got an idea. See, what you do, you get your 9-year-old nephew, right? He'll be the perfect person. You get you, you make a, his Halloween costume be a bottle of your barbecue sauce, and bam, there you go. Send them out there.
Yes, that would definitely be perfect.
Right.
That would be perfect for him. We'll probably have to do one for him. Huh?
I said he'll be happy.
Right.
Oh, yes, he would definitely be happy. So
he'll probably walk around giving out samples.
And you know what? I will definitely have him out there giving out samples.
Why not? Sure, why not?
Yes.
Why not?
Yes, but currently our goal is to, you know, make as much sauce as possible and help as many families as possible and, you know, have a good heart about it all. You know, I just don't want no family to think that, you know, there's nobody out here that can help them. You know, so that's the ultimate goal right there. And if I can do that in honor of my son's name, trust and believe, I will be happy and rich just doing that, rich with life, you know. Because I'm not doing this, you know, for the money myself. I need to be able to help these families. We trying to be like Alex Lemonade.
Right.
Only sell them, only with barbecue sauce. That's
right.
What we trying to be.
Well, I know you touched on your son passing away.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give families, you know, or a person or individuals who encounter adversity and tragedies, you know, while pursuing their dreams and you know, going on, you know, as just going through life, what advice would you give them, you know, to continue to press on and to kind of make it out of that funk? You know, a lot of times we get in a funk as an individual, and it's just hard for us to see past, you know, past that, you know, that moment to the big picture.
Well, the advice that I would give them is to just pray about it every single day. You know, stay close to your family, you know, because your family and prayer will get you through it. When my son passed away, if it wasn't for the family that I have and the friends that I have, I don't know where I would be, honestly speaking. This product would not be still being manufactured by me. I wouldn't be thinking about helping nobody else. I don't think I would have been able to come back from the loss the way that it happened. So, you know, I had to pray about it. I kept my family close. My friends stayed even closer. And, you know, that's what helped me get through the hard time. From my experience alone, when I started making this song, my son was sitting in the kitchen with me until 11 o'clock at night. He will not go to sleep until I put that last jar in a box, and then he will go to sleep. When he passed away suddenly, I didn't do this. I didn't want to make the sauce anymore. You know, the thrill was not there for me to do it anymore. And then gradually people started asking me for the sauce. So I gradually started making small batches again. But even making those small batches, it was a tear shed with every jar that I had to fill because I was so used to my son being in the kitchen with me, you know. But as time went on, I got a little bit better with dealing with the loss, and I started using that hurt and changed it into something positive. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of my girlfriends are mothers with special needs children. If they needed a babysitter, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they needed help with something, I was there. You know, so if it wasn't for the, and that's what made me feel like, you know what, I need to do something to help others, because I'm already helping others with special needs children, although they are my closest friends now. We all, you know, lost a child, you know, by us losing Jalen. I said, I got to help other families. So as time went on, I just started getting stronger and stronger and stronger and started putting things right back in perspective and said, okay, God, if this is what you want me to do, show me how to do it.
Right.
And that's what I would, that's the only advice I would give to people. Prayer and your family and your close friends, that the ones that really have your best interests at heart. That's how you get through it.
Okay.
If not, you're going to sink, and you don't want to sink.
That's true. That is true. That is true. You got to press on. You have
mm-hmm.
to press on.
Yes.
So you've put in time and effort, blood, sweat, and tears, and you've been very, very, very diligent over the years to help make your business a success.
Mm-hmm.
How did you manage to get your sauce into that first store and then the other stores, and how long did that process take?
Oh, my goodness. My first store is ShopRite. I don't know if y'all have a ShopRite in y'all, it down that way, but my first,
that's what we got.
A Save-A-Lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Save-A-Lot is everywhere because we got that too.
Yeah,
but when I first went into ShopRite, it was in 2008. I was joking with one of my girlfriends, and this is a true, true story. I was joking with my girlfriend. I said, I wish I knew somebody who knew the Brown's family ShopRite. So my girlfriend says, oh, Jeffrey Brown is on my Facebook page. I said, cool. So she said, I'm going to send you the friend request. So she sent me this friend request, and I requested him. But, you know, when he responded, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, too much to my surprise, he wasn't what I thought he was.
Uh-huh.
With the name Jeffrey Brown, I thought he was, you know, an African-American. But he wasn't. I sent him to my Facebook page, to my website that I had at that time. And he loved what he was reading about the product, about the memorial fund. He just loved it. And then he inboxed me. This was in a matter of 2 days.
Uh-huh.
He inboxed me back and said, I want you to meet with my director of marketing. Now, I never said to him in any of my emails that I wanted my product to be in his store.
Right.
He said, so he set me up with an appointment with his director of marketing. Labor Day weekend, they ordered 25 cases. Honestly speaking, when I left that meeting in Jersey with that same girlfriend, I didn't even know where I was going to get the money at for 25 cases. So she and I said, you know what, I'm not going to worry about it. They want 25 cases, and I got to borrow money from every member of my family. I'm going to get this money.
Right. I'm going
to get this money. So that weekend, she and I was at a networking event, and she knew this gentleman. To this day, I cannot remember his name, but she knew this gentleman, and she was telling him about what I wanted to do. That gentleman told me, come to his office the next day. He wrote me a check for the amount that I needed and told me, put this towards what you need. When I got the check, I went, got all my supplies, made the 25 cases for ShopRite. We went on a local news station here in Philadelphia. I passed out flyers in the area. By the first day, that Saturday, people was coming in to the supermarket looking for me, and I hadn't even gotten there yet. The product wasn't even there yet, but they was waiting. And when we got there, we went through in 2 days, we sold 15 cases in 2 days.
Wow.
People were buying it by the cases. So that's how we first got into our first market. Mm-hmm. And we've been dealing with them ever since 2008.
That is so. Well, you know, our studio audience, they approve that. You know, they want to try to give you. That's cool, because for us as entrepreneurs ourselves, and for other aspiring entrepreneurs who are listening now and will be able to listen to the playback of this, I mean, that's very, very, very inspiring. I mean, because you have to have that mindset of, okay, I may not know how this going to happen, but it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Right. And just keeping that mindset allows you to be in the spaces to make it happen.
Right. And you know what? You have to go out on faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to go out on faith. And that's exactly what I did. I went out on faith. I said, I don't know how I'm going to get this money, but these cases are going in that supermarket one way or another.
Right.
And it just so happened that, you know, my prayers was answered.
Yes, ma'am.
My prayers was answered, yes. So we still supply to that same market. In fact, the owner of that market has several different markets.
Uh-huh.
And I ran into one of his managers, and this was a fluke because I met the manager's niece at the gym.
Okay.
And she had a housewarming and invited me, and her aunt was there. Her aunt was like, what happened to you? Because you're not in the market that I'm at anymore. And I just explained to her, you know, things with life. So I talked to her yesterday, and she said, we're bringing that sauce back into this market, and we're getting this sauce into a fresh grocer's also.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to connect you with another owner of another market. So, you know, slowly but surely, we're moving right back into where we was at before.
That's a blessing.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
But you know, something that I'm learning in my short time that I've been here, that when something meant for you, like when it's for you, it just lines up so easy, you just can't ignore it. Like how you said, you and your girl, you talked to your friend, then she sent you the message. The next thing you know, you talked to him, and then he told you to come in for a meeting with his marketing director. It's just like everything it just seemed like it just lined up. Just like all you got to do is just stay with it.
Yes, and that's it. And that's it. And then, you know, I didn't realize that with this, I was inspiring different ones in my family to want to step out on faith and start their own businesses, or even want to help me with my own business. I have one nephew who changed his major in school because he knew I was, in 2008, I was also going to school for my business degree.
Uh-huh.
And with everything that was taking place, I had to stop going to school. My nephew changed his major from psychology to business because he wants to help me with our business.
Okay.
So he's like, you know, we're going to keep it as a family business, and if that means I got to change my major, then that's what I got to do. He said, you don't have time to go back to school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Good at a family.
Good at a family.
I think too many of our black businesses today, they are so quick, especially the second or third generation who may inherit the business, they too quick to sell the business to these other big corporations that are out there. I mean, they may can offer you a big lump sum up front, but remember, those big corporations started somewhere. They didn't become those big corporations by selling off. They became those big corporations by maintaining what they were doing and getting better. So that's what I think that's what people should do.
Yes. You know, and then, you know, going forward, I want to have my own food truck.
Okay.
You know, I want to have my own food truck because I want to have another avenue that's bringing in a cash flow every day, so that way we can still help the families on another, you know, spectrum of things. So I have to have all areas working. So, you know, I checked into the prices of some trucks, and the prices are pretty up there. But, you know, one day, willing, I'm going to get that truck. Yeah.
You're going to get that. Right. You're going to get the truck because, you know, when I come to Philly, you know, I got the because I only know two people in Philly, you and Professor Carlton Jones. So I'm going to go see him, and I got to come see you. So.
Yes, and I met him doing a demo. So
right. That's how I became knowledgeable about you. Scrolling through, and I saw the video of him, you know, talking to you on camera, and I was like, mm-hmm. barbecue sauce. I like barbecue sauce. If he's co-signing her, then she got to be cool. So let me contact her.
So, yes, he was a very nice person.
That's cool. That is cool.
Hungry man, Joseph. He probably was hungry when he was watching that video.
Hey, man. Yeah. Yeah, food. Me and food have a good relationship. Okay.
Y'all love each other.
Exactly. Exactly. So I want to ask this question, you know, before we start running out of time. You were able to create the Jalen B. McGirt Memorial Fund, like you stated earlier.
McGirt.
I'm sorry. McGirt.
That's okay. Everybody pronounces it McGirt.
It's Gert.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, how can people help contribute to the fund? How can people donate to the fund? And can you reiterate the mission of the fund?
Okay. They can actually type in Jalen B. McGirt Memorial Fund. And on our donation page, there's a tab that they can type in. There's a tab that they can push, and they have all different denomination amounts ranging from $100 up to, I think it's either $5 or $10. And they can do it that way. Or they can go through the Sequoia and Jalen's Gourmet Food website, and they will actually see the Jalen B. McGirt tab, and they can click on that one also. And everything is done through PayPal.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, what was the other question that you asked me?
Could you reiterate, you know, the mission of the fund and why you are pushing this fund so hard?
Okay. The mission is to help families with special needs children. I don't care what the disability is. If you need help, you need help. So that is the mission, to help these families with home remodeling, if they just need a little financial support with paying a bill, paying their rent, if their car needs to have some work done to it to get that baby back and forth to a doctor's appointment, because that was one of our issues. We didn't have a vehicle at the time, you know. So if they need help to get their car back on the road, financial help with that. If they need help with just, you know, say they're short on food, you know, if we can help them purchase a supermarket gift card so they can go to the market and buy some food, you know, stuff like that, then that's what the mission is all about, just helping families in one way or another with whatever they need help with.
Okay.
And I'm looking at it as, you know, I've been through all those areas. I've needed help paying my rent. I've needed help with my utilities. I needed help getting my baby back and forth to doctor's appointments. And I've gone through some other organizations that did help me. Mm-hmm. And as far as transportation is concerned, my own brother-in-law gave me his car that he was using to go back and forth to work, and he didn't work in Philly.
Right.
So, you know, it was some sacrifices that my family had made and sacrifices that other organizations have made. And this is my way of saying thank you to those organizations. But guess what? I'm on the side that you're on now with helping people.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what it's all about for me right now. Just, you know, people really just need help. And the way that the world is today, people are about self.
Yeah.
And I'm not about self. I want these families to know you are not alone. There is somebody out here who loves and cares for you too.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. So,
what type of impact has your journey as a mother and entrepreneur had on your life, and what's the most important you've learned thus far?
Could you repeat that?
What type of impact has your journey as a mother and entrepreneur had on your life, and what's the most important lesson you've learned?
The impact that it's had on my life was, knowing that even in the midst of tragedy, I still have to be strong and move forward. You know, when I lost my son, I still had my daughter that was still looking at me for guidance and for support. And knowing that I still had a child, my oldest child still needed me, helped me get stronger because I couldn't just give up. The impact that it has on me has made me to be a different person. It's made me look at situations completely different. It's made me to be a little bit more sympathetic. Not saying that I wasn't sympathetic before, but I'm more sympathetic towards what others are going through. Because
right.
I've also been there. You know, before I had my son, I didn't know what parents went through with a special needs child. My heart went out to them, but to know what they were going through every single day, I did not have a clue until I had my own son. So it actually helped me to open up my eyes more and to be more aware of what another family is going through with their daily activities. So that's what it's done for me.
Okay. Okay. You got to grow from your journey. So you got to grow from your journey. If you're not growing from your journey, you on the wrong road.
Yes, and you're not learning.
Right.
And you're
right.
not learning, yes.
Right. So what are the future goals? Because we have to know this, because we know it's like you're going to be huge, right? So what are the future goals that you have in mind for your business? And what type of lasting impression or what type of mark do you want your business to make on the community that it serves? Like when people think about your business 20 years from now, what type of things would you want people to say about your business?
I would want people to say that this woman went through a lot and she came out on top and she was fulfilled by helping others. You know, I want people to say this woman made millions, and those millions helped others. You know, so that's what I would want people to say. 20 years from now, 10 years from now, even 50 years from now, because once this is established, it's going to be here to stay. Because we're forming it so that you know, even when I can't run it no more, there's somebody else that can step in my place. That can take over and keep it going. So, you know, that's what I want people to say. I want people to say that organization and that food business helped other people. In fact, the food business helped feed other people, put it that way.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And you did say some of your future goals. Earlier you stated that you were looking to create a food truck, have a food
mm-hmm.
truck, and also other varieties of barbecue sauce as well, correct?
Yes, I do one barbecue sauce already that's in the summertime, and it's strictly summer because I use all fresh ingredients. So the one that I do in the summertime is a pineapple mango barbecue sauce.
Okay.
And in that one, you see chunks of pineapple and chunks of mango. And that one is good for when you're doing skewers. Because we tried that one. So that one is only seasonal. Huh?
That's the one for me.
Yeah, we do that one when we're doing shrimp skewers with, and I put pineapples and fruit on the skewers and put that on the grill. You're talking about something to die for? That's something to die for because it goes on like a glaze.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay.
So we're working on that. We have a barbecue spice rub. You know, we have different things on our website that people can actually order. We have teas on our website, you know. So, and then we're constantly growing, and we do catering. So, you know, we do quite a few things. You know, we just don't make one jar of barbecue sauce.
That's what's up. I am hungry.
And the reason why we want to do the food, is that going forward, I want to be able to have like a fleet of food trucks and some food carts because I want to be able to franchise those out to some of the families with special needs children who may not be able to go back to work but still have to have an income coming in. So if it's a franchise, this will be them helping a way for them to actually start their own small business while their children is in school. They can work during those hours that their child is in school. So we do, I'm looking at doing big things.
That's what's up. You got to.
Summer coming, and I need that pineapple mango. For them chunks of pineapple and mango in there. I might just eat the top. I might just eat the sauce out the jar.
And you calling me the barbecue sauce fiend. Look at you, see?
Well,
you're killing on yourself.
You ain't that big. All you want to do is eat.
See, my spirit is big, okay? See, you ain't seeing that, though, right?
Okay. Well, the physical. You and the physical ain't big.
Well, look.
So since you mentioned,
go ahead.
Now I was just gonna say since he did say something about the website, I was gonna say, can you remind people what your web address is?
I was just getting ready to do that. Okay. It's Sequoia and Jalen's Gourmet Foods .weebly.com, and Weebly is weebly.com.
Okay. And could you,
or you could just Google it.
Okay.
Sequoia.
Yeah,
Sequoia is spelled Sequoia, and Jaylins, Jaylins, Gourmet Foods.
Cool. Because we want to make sure you all go to the right website and go in the grocery store and get the right thing. Don't be looking for no other stuff. You're looking for Sequoia and Jaylins. Don't mess
and
with no crab and no hunts. Go ahead.
Right. You don't. They don't. They don't want the manufacturer that our parents used to,
used
to buy. You know, we got to step away from what our parents used to buy and step into something more, up current, something more current now. So, you know what? A lot of people don't even realize my sauce has my kid's picture on it, so it stands out from everybody else's product.
Mm-hmm. I can see my mom walking through the store. Ooh, look at these kids. There you go.
Churn.
There you go. Yeah, them cheering.
Them cheering. She saw them black churn on
it. Hey, man, go get me that sauce with the cheerings on it.
Yeah. But you know what? I do have one thing to say about the label.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to put their product out on the market and they want to put a picture on their product, you go right ahead and do that. Don't let nobody tell you to change the picture, because that is something special to you. I experienced that, from us. I experienced that. And the woman said to me, oh, you should change the label on your pictures. I mean, on your label, the picture on your label, and take the children off. And I said, well, why would I want to do that? So she said, oh, because nobody's going to buy a barbecue sauce if children's pictures is on it. I said, I'm sorry, sweetie, but the picture stays.
Right.
So when I did go and talk to the gentleman from the market, he said, I love the picture. Leave that picture exactly the way that it is, because that picture represents family.
Right.
And when I talk to people and I tell them,
it's important to the brand.
Right. My children was my inspiration. That's why the product is named after them. That's why their picture is on the label. That's why the business is named after them. So when I tell people, when they go to look for my product, I say, you know what? If you don't remember the name, you can remember there's two little kids' pictures with red chef hats on the label. And that right there is how people will definitely find us.
Right.
So, don't let nobody tell you that you got to make changes to your product. When you are marketing your product, market it the way that you feel fit in your heart to do. Don't let nobody tell you to do it a different way.
You better do it, and you better do it like you mean it.
Do it like you mean it.
Yeah. Josette, we appreciate you being the poor. Say it again, Fitz.
I said, because you got to live with it at the end of the day.
Yes,
you
do.
That's your brand,
yeah.
It's almost like somebody telling you how to raise your child.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Josette, thank you for taking the ride with us on this train. See, we got to let you know because we give out certain VIP sections, and you just earned yourself your own VIP section on this train because this train be like growing every week, and you got your own section with your own Pullman porters. You put your feet up, get your feet done. You know what I'm saying? You can whatever you like. You're gonna have your sauce on the train because we're selling your sauce on this train.
You can put your kitchen on your train.
And we're gonna make it happen because we appreciate what you are doing for not just your family but for other families because not many people really care about others and you really do. So we appreciate that here at the Freedom Train, and I'm sure the families that you are affecting really appreciate that. So we got the once one more time, give you a round of applause.
Thank you. I'm a VIP on your train.
Yeah.
Especially if you put some food in the conductor's stomach. If you have to train, he might fall asleep.
Hey, you always good with the train, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But we look forward to speaking to you soon in the future. And when you huge and you get on the Steve Harvey Show, just remember, the Freedom Train, they're going to call you and be like, hey, you got to come holler at us, too.
Oh, I will, because you know I am pushing for Steve Harvey, and I am pushing for the Ellison Show also. I have three shows in mind right now, and I'm pushing for all three of them, and one of them is the Chill. I got to do it. It's just the only way I'm going to get national.
Exactly. Steve, I know you don't know me, Steve, but you better listen here, and when Josette calls you, you better answer the phone and put on your show, Steve.
I'm pushing for Steve Harvey because I actually met him a few years ago when he was promoting his book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Mm-hmm. And when he signed my book, I gave Steve two jars of barbecue sauce.
Okay.
So you know I'm pushing because I need to meet him. I need to see him again.
Right. Like, so, Steve, I know you had the sauce. I know you like my sauce. Go ahead and let me know.
So, you know what? So, everybody on the Freedom Train, y'all tweet Steve. Do whatever y'all have to do and tell Steve that he has to meet the queen of barbecue sauce,
Queen
Josette Adams in Philadelphia.
Tell him, bow down.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. But we truly, truly, truly appreciate you, and because we'll keep you on here all night. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to let you go, but we do look forward to interviewing you in the future and keeping this relationship going because we really enjoy your personality and what you are doing for people, and just appreciate everything that you bring to the table.
Thank you, and I really appreciate you having me on.
No problem. So we'll talk to you later.
You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Fitz.
What's up, brother?
Raise the roof. Hey, man. I'm hungry for real, though. Y'all probably think I'm playing, but I'm hungry for real. Man, I'm about to go to the post office to see if this barbecue sauce is in now. So I'm ready for it.
This barbecue sauce.
You know what I'm saying? I'll get my chicken out of the refrigerator, put that sauce on it, let it put that thing in the oven, let it do what it do.
You gonna be ready.
I'm going down. I might not even make it to work tomorrow. I'm gonna hurt myself with that sauce. So,
y'all,
right. All of our listeners, remember, her website is Sequoia and Jalen Gourmet Foods. Weebly.com. Make sure you all go support her. Hey, I'm Joseph Ward, and my man Fitz on the train with us tonight. Shout out to Pat. Pat had a couple boogers in his nose. He couldn't breathe and stuff, but he'll be back next week. Fitz going to be back next week because it's going down. We have Dr. Patricia Wingard Carson on the show tomorrow, and she is doing her thing. So make sure you all stay tuned to learn more about Dr. Patricia Wingard Carson. And hey, we're the Freedom Train Podcast Series. We're your community resource podcast series, and our mission is to connect professionals, business owners, and resources to our community members to help uplift and empower our communities. Remember, we're on air now every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 712-775-7031. The access code is 619-364-257. And remember, the Freedom Train is sponsored by PACS, Inc. That's P-A-C-T-S-I-N-C. PACS, Inc. is a black advocacy organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. For more information, visit www.pacts.inc. PACTSinc.org. And make sure you visit our website, our Freedom Train website, at www.freedomtrainradio.com. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at underscore Freedom Train. And like our Freedom Train Facebook page. And if you don't, you're not going to be cool in life. Ain't that right, Fitz?
You definitely ain't going to be cool.
You ain't going to be cool. Fun,
but you ain't going to be in enough.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't going to be in enough.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't top five like me and Fitz, uh-huh. but you know. But, man, all in all, man, I appreciate you riding with me, man, and definitely look forward to next week because it's going down again. So for all y'all out there in radio world and internet land, two fingers up like a player. We'll catch y'all next week. Peace out.
Yeah.